This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here. Jake Chapman along as well. And the Magic are right back at it. No rest for the weary, and we'll have it for you. 104.5 FM. Look, so coming up in about 30 minutes, the pregame show. Switch over to our sister station, 104.5 FM. The Magic, the fourth and final game against the Washington Wizards, and we'll have it for you. On Valley Sports Florida, Ryan Bass, Brian Hill will get you started with the pregame show. The Orlando Magic last night handled their business. That's been a theme here the last couple of weeks or so. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 101-89. You get 22 points from Paolo Banchero. Six Magic players in double figures. Cole Anthony starting to heat up, folks. Watch out. 14 points. 2 hours away from where he played his college basketball at Chapel Hill. And he returns to North Carolina, the Tar Heel State. And he gets you 14 points. And the Charlotte Hornets are led by Vasilije Micic, 21 points. And he was very impressive. Career high for Micic. But the Magic, Jake, they did what they had to do. They started off this three-game road trip with the W. It's now four consecutive wins. They've now won 12 of their last 15. In fact, it was interesting. We had a laugh with Jeff Turner on the broadcast. He works in groups of five, so he couldn't get his head around this 11 of 14. You know, that doesn't – why are we talking about that? What is it in 15 games? Well, now it's 12 and 3 in your last 15 games, and you're one of the best defensive teams. Your offensive rating is off the charts. You still survive a game where you kick the ball around a little bit, 18 points, but you only allowed 18 turnovers, but you only allowed 10 points off those turnovers. Jake, they don't all have to be pretty. You're going through a stretch here where you're playing these teams that are under 500, and I look back to last year and certainly years before that, some of these teams would have tripped you up along the way, right? That's not happening now with Jamal Mosley's group. They're 21-6 against teams under 500. None more critical than the opponent you're going to play tonight, the Washington Wizards, who have lost 15 consecutive games.
Yeah, it's a sign of maturity for a team that is not very mature. They take care of business against teams that they should take care of. And when I say not mature, I just mean age-wise.
Obviously. Age-wise, correct. Yes.
Right, they play way beyond their years. Fourth youngest team at the beginning of the season as far as rosters go across the league. And I think you could read into the way that they close games out as well. This is a team that when leading and heading into the fourth quarter has lost one time over the course of the season. I had the numbers in front of me yesterday. I think it's what, 25-1, 26-1, something like that. So it's a team that knows what needs to be done in order to win games. Of course, they're not all going to be pretty. Charlotte, we detailed it yesterday. They've been playing much better basketball out of the break. Defensively, they did give you some troubles. The turnovers are a bit of an issue. We've been the worst, or second worst turnover team going back the last six games now. It was second worst heading into last night, only behind the Memphis Grizzlies, averaging nearly 18 turnovers a night. Like, that is going to trip you up against teams with a bit more firepower than a Charlotte team has. But you turned them over. You turned them over and converted those into points. I think that was a big swing, obviously, in that game. And, you know, we talked about it all season, D. You just have so many options. Franz Wagner's really struggling right now. We haven't talked much about it. He's making the right play, but he's not giving you the scoring punch that you expect or that we know will come eventually. And so last night was one of those bench games. And Cole said after the game, you know, the Detroit game, before you head out on the road, that was a game where the bench didn't happen. The starters had to bring it home. And so, you know, you just got so many different options. You got so many different guys that you're confident in delivering in those spots. That starting lineup, we've absolutely hit on something. Gary Harris has been lights out since being inserted in the starting lineup since the All-Star break. That's shooting like
10-2 now, Jake. 10-2 with that starting lineup.
10-2 with him as a starter, and in a perfect 6-0 with that as a starting lineup specifically, right? So you got to win games that way, and there were a lot of things to like last night. How about Jonathan Isaac not missing a shot? Not two straight games that we've had a bench guy Markell and J.I., who was gone perfect from the field. And so that was a game that I agree with you. I mean, a year or two ago, we absolutely would have gotten beaten in that game, but we wouldn't have been favored as much as we were heading into it. For them to be sort of dealing with success for the first time and not letting a lot of those kind of classic bugaboos and trap games and all of that stuff affect them, I think is a really good sign moving forward, D.
Well, you mentioned it. So here's some of the numbers. Leading after three quarters is actually 29-1 now. So they've done it 30 times, and they're 29-1. When they hold an opponent under 100 points, they're 17-1. Now they've done that 18 times. And when they shoot 50% or better from the floor, which they did last night, 54% was what they shot, 18-1. So these are some of the obviously very difficult to do. I can't imagine many more teams than the Magic have held an opponent under 100 points 18 times. So that's hard to do. But I think about these nights, you know, where you can struggle a little bit offensively at times, as this team has done, where they're turning it over like they have, but they pretty much dominate the possession game. On the season, they're only allowing 85 field goal attempts per game. That is the fewest. The next two closest are Miami and New York. Right, so that is the elite defensive company that you're in. You're not letting teams get shots off. You're not letting teams get comfortable on the offensive end. And for the most part, you have been protecting the basketball until the last month or so. So those are kind of some of the catalysts. And I think on those nights where you're not going to have it offensively, Jake, this team hangs its hat on the defensive end. We've said that all year. And through some of these stretches, you only put up 101 points last night. There's not many teams you're going to beat putting up 101 points, but you win because you held them to 89. You're going to be these when you go through these lows offensively, it's your defense that's going to have to carry you through.
Yeah, and we've got a roster that's built for that. We've got a roster that's got veteran know-how defensively when you talk about Gary and Jonathan Isaac. We've got point of attack defenders when you talk about Jalen Suggs. We've got size up and down the roster. So you know, we talk about how defense travels. Well, we've got different elements of defense that can travel, right? We can protect the rim, and we can fight for screens. And
yeah, good point.
Our size against teams who are kind of rolling from the three-point line. I've never seen Miles Bridges play a worse offensive game than I watched last night. I mean, he was brutal from the get-go. He's getting okay looks and missing a whole bunch of them. But look, Cliff tightened the rotation last night, went eight guys, and I don't know if he should have expanded it or what, but the only guys we didn't have an answer for last night was that Oklahoma City backcourt, like Trey Mann and Micic were killing you. But you did what you had to do. We both had a feeling going into that game it was going to be a tough game to get into. I think just because Charlotte doesn't really have a ton going on, it was a kind of a know your personnel game. Didn't really know what to expect. And yeah, sure enough, it was a 2-point game at half. But it's the second time now that you come out in the third quarter and you really execute and start to build second straight time and start to build a little separation. And then your defense was just stifling. I mean, you allowed 20, 23, 23, and 23 as far as quarter outputs. You do that, you're going to win a game. And what is it now? Three of the last four games we've held a team under 100, and two of those under 90. I mean, the defense
To me, that's the thing, Jake. You've got these teams that are under 500, and you say, okay, well, it's a bad team. You should beat them. But I think it's the way they're doing it. I think that, to me, is the most impressive. Not only have you not let one of these teams trip you up, right, because you're 21-6 again, and the team's under 500, but you've absolutely dominated them. You've had to wait sometimes to kind of finally blow it open. Last night, not really until you got till the fourth quarter, did you finally get some separation. They were kind of hanging with you. But it never felt like it was in doubt. You gave them confidence. They were hanging around. But at some point, you have pulled away from all of these bad teams, and you've won in convincing fashion. To me, that's been pretty impressive.
And that goes back to, I think, the defense travels thing, because especially for the way our team is built, you know, the offense is going to have to come from different places on different nights, and it takes a while a lot of times to figure that out. And then we still aren't a great shooting team. We've been shooting the ball very well. But like free throws and turnovers have been really sort of the two big bugaboos the last couple weeks, basically coming out of the All-Star break. And really all season long, we haven't been great at either of those categories. And those will, I think, like we're going to have to rectify that. It's wildly inconsistent. Some nights you look up, we're 12 of 13
in the middle of the third quarter at the free throw line. So next you look up, we're 5 of 13.
That has to be fixed. Correct.
That's got to be fixed. And I think it's a thing. It feels like we get into a rhythm some nights. And whether if it's Paolo shooting 8 free throws and knocking down 6 of them versus, you know, going 4 of 8, that's usually the type difference. And it, sometimes it just kind of feels like it snowballs a little bit. But as long as you have that backbone of your defense to rely upon, you're going to find it at some point. And again, maybe, you know, it's been cold the last couple of nights it's been delivering. We know there have been plenty of games this year where Mo Wagner's been the guy who's given you the pop off the bench. And then, of course, the starters, you know, Frotz is going to explode for a 35-pointer. It's coming at some point here. That guy is so frustrated right now, and he's doing such a good job. I mean, he's just – every night he's bleeding, and he's getting hacked, and he's not shooting any free throws.
You're right.
I thought last night Grant Williams was about to get an elbow from somebody. That guy was driving me nuts. Like, he spent more time on the floor than he, you know, like rolling around on the floor than he does upright. I coined a new term, Grantix.
Ooh, nice.
Really
nice.
Responded very positively to it. Wendell and Tyler are like, yeah, that's okay.
Very nice.
But that was a team, you know, they wanted to try to sort of muck it and junk it up. And we know Steve Clifford is going to give them the answers to the test. And you sort of hung around and found the offense eventually, and it was good enough to win because you held them to 89 points.
Well, no one's been more hurt than that team, and you know he remembers that from his time here in Orlando, and now he's going through it with Charlotte. So the last 2 years, they've been 29th and 30th in health, you know, as far as getting guys out there on the floor. They just don't have the guys. They just don't have the personnel. But listen, the Magic took advantage of that, and that's what it takes. And we'll have more coming your way here on Magic Drive Time in just a moment. Is Anthony Black coming into his own? We'll discuss that when we come back, and who's in, who's out for this Orlando Magic team here tonight. Another big one. You have won 4 in a row. You have won 12 of 15. You can't let it slip here tonight against the lowly Washington Wizards. Magic fans, secure your tickets to witness some thrilling action in March and April with the Fast Break Monthly Pass presented by Planet Fitness. Join us and enjoy watching the Magic take on the Brooklyn Nets, the Charlotte Hornets, and Portland Trailblazers for only $49 per month. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak now to get your Fast Break Monthly Pass. Anthony Black, who's in, who's out. More Magic Drive Time when we return in a moment.
From the Bay Area to the City Beautiful, the Golden State Warriors are making the cross-country trip to face off your Orlando Magic on Wednesday, March 27th. Be at Kia Center for this big game and catch all the action live as Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and the Magic go up against Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the rest of the Warriors during their only visit to Orlando this season. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com and be ready to cheer on your Orlando Magic.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah. Bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman here. The Magic in our nation's capital. They're going to visit the Washington Wizards, the fourth and final meeting. They've won the first three this year. They can sweep Washington with the victory tonight. We'll have it for you at 6:30 over on 104.5 FM and 6:30 right here on Bally Sports Florida. The Magic take down the Hornets last night, 101-89, 22 points for Paolo Banchero. But off the bench, Jake Chapman, you get Anthony Black with 10 points, another double-double. Another double-digit scoring game. And, you know, he hasn't had a ton of them, but for Anthony Black, seven times now he's gone for 10 points or more in a basketball game. But he knocked down three threes. It's now six consecutive games where he has made a three-pointer. He's starting to come into his own, and you look at his three-point percentage. He's at 40% on the year as a three-point shooter. He's in the top five among rookies in three-point percentage. He is slowly getting, in my opinion, he's slowly getting more and more comfortable. He's knocked down now eight threes in his last six games, and he returns to the scene where he had his career high, 23 points, and knocked down four threes in that game. Here back in Washington, D.C., the day after Christmas, he came into Washington, D.C., and got one of his two 20-point games on the season. He was 4 of 6 from 3, 9 of 13 from the floor for that career-high 23 points. What are we seeing? What do you make of Anthony Black as he gets more and more comfortable?
Just think he's a smart basketball player. And, you know, it's funny. Like, this was the one thing that you know, anybody who watched him at Arkansas or as far as his draft profile goes, that was kind of the big hang-up, was the jumper needs work and he's going to be able to do everything else well. Just so smart. He, you know, I end up waxing poetic about him with games like last night where he just doesn't take away from anybody else on the floor. And that was what I liked about the pick in the first place.
Okay. Yep.
You know, the basketball IQ, we just have so many smart basketball players. Hear Cliff talking about Paolo last night, and it was one of the first things that he highlighted. And I think that speaks directly to Jeff Weltman in the front office and the type of guys he's been trying to bring in. But AB is just a guy, you know. There are games where he doesn't knock down any shots or makes one or doesn't, you know, impact the game very glaringly offensively, but he's always doing little things. He's always where he's supposed to be defensively. He passes the ball when he doesn't have the he's only taking wide open shots, right? And because of that knock on him and because of the draft profile and all that stuff, teams sag off him, and he's good enough to make them pay. I mean, he's obviously been working very hard. We see him putting the work in on the jumper. But yeah, dude, like 40% is nothing to sneeze at. That's not, oh, he might be able to shoot it well someday. That is, he's going to be able to deliver, and space the floor for you, which is obviously such a big key for this group. And then you look elsewhere and he's shooting 47% from the field. He's at, I think, 51% on two pointers. He's just, he is a smart basketball player, really good passer, very good defender. And if this aspect of his game is going to be consistent and he's able to deliver at that clip at 40%, look out, because look, as a rookie, we know that's only going to improve. He's going to get smarter about where the defenses are coming from, about the personnel that he's playing against, the closeouts, all of that stuff. And then I think we have a good sense that eventually, as he adds to his body, he's going to be able to attack the rack and create among the trees as well. So just with that frame and, again, with that IQ, he's been a very pleasant surprise, and he hasn't had to do too much either.
Well, Jacob, I misspoke. If you put him among rookies that qualify, okay, so Nick Smith, technically, I guess if you consider 37 of the 62 games enough to qualify, which it does not, he would be the leader at 45% from beyond the arc. But whether you have him in there or not, it's Cason Wallace, who's the best rookie in three-point percentage at 41%. Then you have Marcus Sasser, who's at 40.1%, and Anthony Black at 40%, right? So I think now he's only made 32 of them, and he certainly hasn't taken a ton of them. But like you said, he's hit the wide-open ones, and this was the venue where he did that the best. He hit four of them. And went for 23 points against the Washington Wizards the day after Christmas. All right, let's get you caught up on who's in, who's out. Our injury report is brought to you by Advent Health, official team physicians of the Orlando Magic. And for the Washington Wizards, Marvin Bagley III is out. He's got lower back spasms. Isaiah Livers is out. Right hip joint capsule inflammation, which sounds excruciating. For the Orlando Magic, they will not have Kevon Harris, Jet Howard, or Trevelyan Queen. And Gary Harris and Jonathan Isaac are questionable. We talked about this yesterday, Jake. Wouldn't be surprised if maybe second night of a back-to-back. And again, remember, this is where that gruesome injury happened for Jonathan Isaac here in our nation's capital. So wouldn't be surprised if you don't see either of those guys. There'll be game-time decisions. But if not, it just would be injury maintenance for Jonathan Isaac and Gary Harris. And then after tonight, you only have two more back-to-backs where you have to worry about that, messing with the lineup. But one name that wasn't on there was Markelle Fultz. And now you have a decision to make. You bring Markelle Fultz back without Gary Harris. If he's not able to go here tonight, do you insert Markelle Fultz back into the starting lineup? Or do you have the aforementioned Anthony Black, who's playing much better basketball here of late, who had his career high in Washington, D.C., and keep him as part of that second unit, which you've done for the last couple of weeks? Either way, Markelle Fultz coming off that 16-point performance where he was a perfect 8 of 8 from the floor. And as we know, he loves coming back to his home here in Washington, D.C. He doesn't average more points against any other team in the NBA than he does against the Washington Wizards. So you get him back. Well, I would imagine if you don't get Gary Harris and Jonathan Isaac tonight, I imagine Markelle Fultz comes off the bench and Anthony Black will be your starter.
And I wouldn't be shocked at Caleb Houston if we look up and Caleb's in the starting line.
True. Okay.
Right. Adding that perimeter shooting just because. And that speaks to the amount of options that we have. Markelle and Cole coming off the bench, I like. I really like the combination of those two on the floor together. They've got complementary skill sets. You got a little more size with Kel to defend a bigger backcourt opposite you. But it does. I mean, look, Gary's been so good spacing the floor that I think Caleb or AB might be a good option. I like the idea of keeping Markelle coming off the bench because I think you got something going there. We know Coach Mosley's been pretty steadfast all season long keeping that bench bunch together, and why would you mess with it? It's been one of the best in the league. But you do. You've got some options here. You know, I think no matter what, Markelle fresh back in D.C., you're going to be, whether he's starting or coming off the bench, and coming off an 8-for-8 performance against Detroit, you're probably set up to have a nice Markelle game tonight. He always seems to deliver when he's back home in D.C., but this is a big one. Whoever's got the juice tonight is going to play the 25 to 30 minutes, I think. Second night of a back-to-back. We have not been good on second nights of back-to-back so far this season, so you're going to have to dig down deep tonight. It's that time of year as we get into March, but this would be a big one, a desperate Washington team, but also one that may have let go of the rope a little bit after dropping 15 straight. So, you know, Poole's coming off the bench. Kuzma always kills us. Like, you get, like, I wouldn't be shocked if Kuzma gets you 30 points, but I'm not sure that's going to be enough for Washington to win the game. So it's going to be interesting.
Jake, they've lost 15 consecutive games, 14, until their last game at Utah. The previous 14 were against teams over 500. They have not had any let up in the schedule at the Clippers, at the Lakers, Golden State, Cleveland, at OKC, at Denver. They have played all the iron of the league. their last win, you got to go all the way back to January against the San Antonio Spurs. They have had an absolutely brutal, brutal schedule. Still nearly took down the Lakers in overtime. Real quick before we get out of here, let's get to our call. The game is brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit glip.com to learn more. Not only did the Orlando Magic have the second longest winning streak in the NBA with those four consecutive wins, the Milwaukee Bucks, who scarily seem to be figuring things out now under Magic head coach Doc Rivers. Jake, the Orlando Magic are fourth in the Eastern Conference. They have moved up to fourth thanks to getting some help finally from some other opponents. The Atlanta Hawks take down the New York Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets in impressive fashion come back and beat the Philadelphia 76ers. The Magic are fourth in the East. They're tied with the Knicks. They're a half game up on Miami and Philadelphia, one and a half games up on the Indiana Pacers. How phenomenal is this race, and how great is Friday going to be in Madison Square?
It's going to be fantastic, but I'm disappointed we made it this far in the show. We haven't gotten to Dante's Inferno. I know you had something special for the Celtics blowing.
No. We'll save that for tomorrow. We've got all.
When you're in the four seed, it's hard to complain when you wake up in the four seed, Dante.
That's the thing.
If the playoffs started today, we would have home court advantage for a round one playoff series, and we'd get to watch the play-in tournament and watch whoever it is down there struggle their way through it. Yeah, it's hard to complain. Well, hopefully we get a little bit more help tonight and keep what we need to do.
That's
to take
it.
Care of business. Go out tonight, take care of business, and then we'll deal with scoreboard watching afterward.
You said it. Switch the dial on over to 104.5 FM. You get Magic Tonight presented by Papa John's and the Magic and Wizards. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.